And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 27th of April, 2017. It's the birthday of the playwright August Wilson, born Pittsburgh, 1945, in a neighborhood called The Hill. Grew up in a large family, had six siblings. His father was a baker and a pastry cook. As a teenager, August was always in the Carnegie Library in Pittsburgh, reading, dropped out of school, but still went to the library every day. Spent 3 years in the Army, worked as a short order cook, a porter, dishwasher, gardener, then decided to try to make it as a writer. He bought a typewriter for $20 and started writing poems. He liked to write on napkins in bars and cafes. He founded a theater company called Black Horizons Theater in the Hill District in Pittsburgh, and he set about writing plays. Went on to write a series of 10 plays known as the Pittsburgh Cycle, including Fences, 1987, and The Piano Lesson in 1988. August Wilson, who said, "All you need is the blues. To me, the blues is the book, it's the Bible, it's everything. My greatest influence has been the blues," and that's a literary influence, because I think the blues is the best literature that we as black Americans have. August Wilson, who died in 2005. It's the birthday of Ulysses S. Grant, born in Point Pleasant, Ohio, 1822, went off to West Point, was a mediocre student. He became a clerk in his father's leather goods store, and in the span of just 7 years, he became a Civil War general and then President of the United States. He was dying of throat cancer in 1885 when he set out to write his memoirs, and it earned about $500,000 for his family. It's the birthday of Coretta Scott King, the widow of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., born in Heidelberg, Alabama, 1927, valedictorian of her high school class. She was a singer, violinist. She went off to Antioch College, then got a fellowship to study at the New England Conservatory of Music in Boston, where she met Dr. King, who was a theology student at Boston University. It's the birthday of Mary Wollstonecraft, born in London, 1759, whose book, A Vindication of the Rights of Woman, came out 1792, one of the earliest books of feminist philosophy. She died of septicemia 10 days after giving birth to her daughter, Mary, who would go on to marry Percy Shelley and write the book Frankenstein. And it's the birthday of the man who wrote in an old house in Paris that was covered with vines, lived 12 little girls in two straight lines, Ludwig Bemelmans, born in Austria, 1898. Here's a poem for today by David Budbill, "The First Green of Spring." Out walking in the swamp, picking cowslip, marsh marigold, this sweet first green of spring, now sautéed in a pan, melting to a deeper green than ever they were alive, this green, this life, harbinger of things to come. Now we sit at the table, munching on this message from the dawn, which says, we in the world are alive again today, and this is the world's birthday. And even though we know we are growing old, we are dying, we will never be young again, we also know we're still right here, now, today. And my, oh my, don't these greens taste good. The First Green of Spring, a poem by David Budbill, from Moment to Moment, Poems of a Mountain Recluse, published by Copper Canyon Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.